Come on, make some noise. Somebody say hallelujah. If you love Jesus, shout hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated in God's presence. Such a joy to be here with you this morning. And I do not take this lightly at all. It is such a tremendous honor to be in this house. Amen. We thank God for the life of the great man of God, Pastor Ben. Thank you for allowing me and the privilege to be here with you this morning. We give God praise for your life and for the work that you're doing in this nation. Can somebody say hallelujah? Amen. Your pastor is a great man of God. Hallelujah. But I noticed that in his office, he's a gunner. Amen. He's an Arsenal supporter. May God have mercy on his soul. I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. My team is not doing well at all this year. I am Liverpool, so my God. We lost to the mighty Nottingham Forest. And we lost to the mighty Leeds last night. Shame on us. But we give God praise. Can you say hallelujah? And once again, thank you for allowing me to be here. Real quickly, before we go on the Word of God today, I brought some books which I would like for you to get, because in doing so, you'll be helping me to go around the world to preach the gospel. As a matter of fact, you know, I've been to Nigeria. This is my 138 times in Nigeria. Amen. I, like I said to you last time, I believe I deserve a green passport. Amen. I believe I deserve a green passport. And so Nigeria is my favorite country in the world to minister. I love the Nigerian people. And I have discovered Swallow. Amen. In the last few months. Oh my God. It has turned my world upside down. That pounded yam pounded me. I slept. I couldn't get up. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say hallelujah? Nigerians are amazing people. Come on, say amen. I said Nigerians are amazing people. Lift up your hands. Say, I'm proud to be Nigerian. Oh, glory be to God. Can you say hallelujah? There's no place in the world that you will not find a Nigerian. And wherever you find a Nigerian, they're making headway. Can you say hallelujah? Can you lift up your hands and say with me, I will make a headway. Praise God. Nigeria's prophetic word shall come to pass. Can you say amen? Amen. And so we have a few books here which we'd like for you to get. This one here is called Exposing and Overcoming the Spirit of Barrenness. Barrenness is not just a biological issue. It can be a territorial issue. It can be a financial issue. This book will be a tremendous blessing to you. And then we brought this, we didn't bring these books last time here. 7 ways to increase your anointing. 7 ways to increase your anointing. The anointing of God is the most indispensable force in the life of the believer. Amen. Don't just think of a preacher when you think about the anointing. You are anointed. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I am anointed. And I must grow in the anointing. Amen. And then this one here, if you're into business, if you are, you want to get your career to move, I want to encourage you to get this book, Turning Your Dreams into Realities. Amen. Turning Your Dreams into Realities. You need to see yourself as the number one enterprise that you need to build. How to manage your most precious resource, time, the 10 characteristics of the diligent, and then you will learn the wisdom of the ants. So get yourself a copy of these. These ones are all 5,000 naira each. We've got The Secrets to the Prayer Life. And then we've got Provoking Exploits Through the Force of Imposing Aggressive Faith. And then this is my 2 personal favorite, The Prayer Life of Jesus. Amen. And then 101 Explosive Benefits of Fasting. Fasting will change your life forever. Amen. All the books are 5,000 naira each, except for this one, 101 Explosive Benefits of Fasting. That is 7,000 naira. Is that correct? All right. And if you want me to, I'll be at the back and sign your books, and you will help me to go around the world. Can you say hallelujah? Let's bow our head and let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for the Word of God. Spirit of God, Thank you for this word this morning, and I pray, oh God, that you will think through my mind and that you will speak through my lips. Thank you for these, your wonderful people that got ears to hear, mind to understand, and heart to receive the word of the living God in the name of Jesus. Everybody say amen. If you have your Bible tonight, this morning, please open your Bible with me to the book of Zechariah chapter 9. I'm going to take you on a little journey this morning about your prophetic word. Come on, lift up your hands and say with me, my prophetic word. Come on, talk to me, say, my prophetic word shall manifest. Now point your finger at your neighbor and tell your neighbor and say with boldness, say, your prophetic word shall manifest. Now lift up both of your hands and say with me, Nigeria's prophetic word will manifest. How many of you believe in God for Nigeria's prophetic word to manifest? How many understand today if Nigeria's prophetic word will manifest, then your destiny will manifest? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. When Nigeria's destiny's prophetic word is manifest, there will be no exodus from Nigeria. Can you say amen, somebody? When Nigeria's prophetic word manifests, you enter into your promised land. Somebody will understand that you'll become a magnet and you will draw people to you. Can you say amen? I prophesy on Nigeria today. From today, not the best of Nigeria will leave Nigeria, but the best of the world will come to Nigeria. Can you lift up your hands and say, I receive that? Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Now, follow along with me now to the book of Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. And I want you to follow along with me. Let's all read together, please. Where do you want to go? Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king cometh unto you. He is just and having salvation, lowly. Stop. Read that bit again, please. Lowly. And what? Riding upon an ass and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. While you remain standing, let's pray. Father, thank you for these, your wonderful people, that they've got ears to hear, mind to understand, and a heart to receive the word of the living God. I pray this morning, oh God, that the people will hear the word and the word will strike our hearts. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. Let's read that bit again one more time, please. The last bit, lowly and what? Riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Now that is what you call a messianic prophecy. You may be seated. Now what is a messianic prophecy? It is a prophetic word that is given to the Messiah. Can you say amen? Now just like we've got messianic prophecy, we've also got national prophecy in respect to Israel. We've got nations prophecy in respect to other nations. Now we know in the Bible that Russia is mentioned in the Bible. Israel is mentioned in the Bible. Turkey is mentioned in the Bible. So you've got prophecies about different nations. Can you say amen? So you've got messianic prophecy. You've got nations prophecy, and then you've got personal prophecy. Amen? That means you've got a prophetic word that talks about you. Paul said to Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on before on you, that you by them must do what? Good warfare. So lift up your hands with me and say with me, a prophetic word is a weapon of warfare. Amen. When God gives you a prophetic word, it is not soothsaying. It is not to give you temporary respite from a situation. No, 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 no. When God gives you a word, it is a weapon of mass destruction in the camp of the enemy. Can you say hallelujah? That when you have a prophetic word, any Pharaoh that shows up before you will drown in the sea of forgetfulness. Can you lift up your hands and say with me, any Pharaoh in my life that will drown in a sea of forgetfulness? Every Herod will die. Can you say amen? The Bible says the angel said to Joseph, they that seek the life of the child are no more. They are now dead. Anybody seeking to terminate your destiny and to terminate your prophetic word, there will be no more, but you will be here. Shout hallelujah. Every Haman trying to destroy the prophetic word over Israel and over the destiny of a nation, they will wind up hung on a gallows. Anybody trying to steal your word, anybody trying to deviate you from your word, they will end up hung on a gallows. Oh, that amen is too weak this morning. I said that amen is too weak this morning. You know what the Bible tells us about Tobiah? You know Sanballat and Tobiah. Tobiah paid people to prophesy against Nehemiah. But you know what Nehemiah says? I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid of your prophecy. Because my life is under a higher prophecy. Come on, lift up your hands and say with me, I am not afraid. Come on, talk to me this morning. Say, I am not afraid of every prophetic, of every prophecy of doom. Because my life is already under prophecy. Is your life under prophecy? Come on, is your life under prophecy? Come on, put your Bible on your head. Put your Bible on your head. Put your Bible on your head and say with me, my life is under prophecy. Come on, put your Bible one more time on your head. Go with the God. Put your Bible on your holy iPad and say, my life is under prophecy. And I've come to announce to you this morning, you will not fail. Oh, your amen is weak. You will not fail. You will not surrender to the devil. You will not bow before the devil. But I see God opening a Red Sea before you. Every prophetic word that God has given you will cause every Red Sea in front of you to open up. And the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them again. Don't look at your neighbor and tell them, no more, no more, no more, no more. Hallelujah. So we've just read that verse in the book of Zechariah, which is a messianic prophecy. Now, I want you to understand this. This was prophesied by Zechariah 500 years before the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, a prophecy, a prophetic word, is something that was spoken in the past about the future that needs to be possessed today. Are you listening? A prophetic word should never stay in the realm of the past and should never be stuck in the realm of the future. What God has uttered in the past about the future must be laid hold today. Can you say amen? But for so many people, that word, that prophecy is something that is either stuck in the past or something beyond their future. From today, we break it in the name of Jesus. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Now, let's put that verse one more time. I want you to read that last portion one more time. Everybody read that portion, please. This is talking about Jesus. Behold, your king cometh. He's just and having salvation. Now, read now. Lowly and on what? Everybody say riding. Riding upon an ass and then upon what? And upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Now, let's go in your Bible to Matthew chapter 21. Now, you can read that in Mark, Luke, and John, because the same account is found in all the Gospels. And what you're about to read here is called the triumphal entry. Now I submit to you, there will be no triumphal entry unless your prophetic word manifests. Are you listening? Who among you here want to have a triumphal entry? Come on, lift up your hand and say, I will have my triumphal entry. Come on, point your finger at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you will have your triumphal entry. In order for you to have your triumphal entry, ladies and gentlemen, your prophetic word must be unlocked and must be detonated. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 21. I want to read verse 1. I want to read verse 1, please. Verse 1 till verse 6. And when they drew near unto Jerusalem and when come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then said Jesus, how many disciples? Come on, everybody say, two disciples. Look at your other neighbor, say, two disciples. Very important if you understand that. Their names are not mentioned, but there is a significance about the two disciples. All right, saying unto them, go into the village. Now, everybody read verse 2 with me, please. Read verse 2 with me, everybody out loud. Where do you want to go? Go into the village over and straight away. You shall find a what? Come on, talk to me. You shall find what? And ask what? Tithe. When you read the prophecy of Zechariah, go back to Zechariah, please. At any point, did they mention that the ass would be tied? Hello? Go back to the Zechariah, please. Zechariah chapter 9. Verse 9, please. All right? Let's read that. Let's read that bit again, please. Lowly, and then what? Riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Did Zechariah mention at any point that ass or that donkey will be tied up? No. So let's go back to Matthew 21 and verse 2. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 21 and verse 2. Everybody read out loud with me, please. Ready, one, two, go. Go into the village over against you, and straight away you shall find an ass what? Tied. Did Zechariah prophesy that? No. So here's my point, ladies and gentlemen. There was a prophecy about Jesus riding on a donkey in a triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But somehow, notice, even though there was a prophetic word, but that word was tied down. Are you listening? And that is the problem with many people today. God has spoken to them. God has given them a prophetic word, but that word is tied down. Lift up your hands and say, God forbid. Come on, say it louder. Say, God forbid. For many of you, how many of you here, God spoke to you many years ago about your destiny? Can I see your hands? How many of you receive a word either from a pastor or either from a man of God or a woman of God, or God spoke into your heart? Are you listening to me, somebody? Or God spoke to you in a dream? How many of you here, God spoke to you many years ago? Can I see your hands? And you're still waiting for that word to manifest. And the reason why it has not manifested yet is because somebody has tied your donkey. Now put that verse again, please. Verse 2. Let's read that verse 2. He says, go over into the village over against you, and straight away you shall what? Find an ass tied and a colt with her. What's the next few words? Loose them and bring them to me. Come on, lift up your hands and say, loose my word. Oh, come on, talk to me this morning. Say, loose my word and bring them to me. Now point your finger at the devil and say, devil, loose my word and bring it to me. You know what needs to happen to Nigeria? Every prophetic word spoken over Nigeria that has been tied down needs to be loosened up. Can you say hallelujah? Every word that has been spoken over this church, every word that has been spoken over your life needs to be loosened up. Come on, lift up your hands and say with me, loose my word
house.
Let's make the devil nervous this morning. Say it louder. Say, loose my word. Amen. How many right now could do with your word to be loose today? Come on, lift up your hands. Now look at the next verse, please. It says, bring them to me. Everybody say, I need, say, bring my word to me. Come on, touch yourself. Say, bring my word to me. Look at the next verse, please. Look at the next verse. Hallelujah. Everybody read out loud, please. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say what? The Lord has what? The Lord has what? What did Jesus say? Jesus said, I need my word. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I need my word. Now look at your other neighbor. Say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I need my word. If you need your word, somebody shout, I need my word. If you're desperate for your word to come to pass, lift up your hands and say, I need my word. Do I have any Holy Ghost believer here tonight that will say, I need my word. I need my word. Come on, raise your hands and say, I need my word. If you need your word, what will happen next? And straight away, he will send them. I see a straightway season coming into your life. Can you say hallelujah? Let me tell you today, whether you agree, if you agree, you want to say amen. Whatever has been tied down in your life, whatever has been delayed in your life, whatever has been hindered in your life, whatever has been impeded in your life, this morning, if you say, I need my word, straight away, it shall be released. Come on, somebody shout, I need my word. If you say you need your word, what will happen next? Look at your neighbor and say, what will happen next? Somebody shout straight away. What does straight away means? Huh? What? Immediately. Right now. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, right now. Come on, say, right now. Oh, before the year is over. Before the year is over. Before the month is over. Before the night comes tonight, something is about to be released in your life. Shout yes! He says, I need my word. And straight away, he will send them. Whoever is sitting and has bound your word. Today, he's under command to release that word. Whoever has sat on Nigeria's destiny. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I've come to announce to you, Nigeria, the siege is over. The famine is over. Come on, lift up your hands and say, the siege is over. The famine is over. The drought is over. This is your season of elevation. This is your hour of upliftment. You're going to go from glory to glory, from breakthrough to breakthrough. Somebody shout yes. He will send them. He will send them. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Now. I want you to write a few things down, and then we're going to have some fun with this today. Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God. Come on, say, untie my word. Whatever has been tied will be untied. Whatever has been bound will be loose. Whatever has been blocked is about to be de-blocked. Somebody lift up and say, I receive that. From today you shall no more be hindered. From today you shall no more be impeded. From today, no death assignment of the enemy shall proceed any further in your life. Why don't you write a few things down? Number one, notice that there was a prophetic word, but it was tied. There was a prophetic word, but it was what? Tied. Now let me ask you a question. If Satan would dare to tie up the prophetic word of Jesus, don't you think he'll try to tie your prophetic word? Are you listening? So you need to understand that every prophetic word given, if you, say with me, if I don't, if you don't untie it and release it, it will not come to pass. Are you listening? Write this down, please. We're still on point number one. The epitome of frustration. The epitome of frustration is having a word and that word does not manifest. That is the height of frustration. When God has said something about your life, but it does not come to pass. Now look at me. Won't you look at me for a minute? Not all prophecies are equal. Listen to this now. Not all prophecies are equal. There are different types of prophecies in the Bible. You have what is known as eschatological prophecies. Now, what is eschatological prophecies? That is prophecies that refers to the end times. Now, write this down. Eschatological prophecies has to do with God's calendar. Therefore, that does not need your cooperation. Because it has to do with what? God's calendar. And God is never late. The Bible says, in the fullness of time, what? God sent his son. What does the word fullness mean? The word fullness is the Greek word plero, plero. Everybody knows about Kronos, and everybody knows about Kairos, but not a lot of people knows about plero. God doesn't just operate in Kronos or in Kairos, he operates in plero. And therefore, because God keeps his calendar. Jesus was crucified on Passover. Are you listening? He was resurrected on the Feast of First Fruit. And then the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. Why? All these were done because prophetic word are observed and fulfilled because God keeps his calendar. But personal prophecy, listen to me very carefully here, operates according to your calendar. The problem with us and God is this. God keeps his calendar, but many of us, we don't keep our calendar. Are you listening? This is why you're reading your Bible. Paul will say, redeem the time. Redeem the time. You know why? Because many of us are wasting our time. There are things that should have come into your life in your 20s, but they came into your life in your 40s. There are things that should have been in your life in your 40s, but because many of us wasted time in our 50s, we're still waiting for it. God forbid. I said, God forbid. In your 30s, whatever was meant to come to you shall come to you. In your 50s, whatever was meant to come to you, that shall come to you. Amen. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I will seize the moment. I do not want to have in my 50s the things that I should have earned and I should have possessed in my 30s. Lift up your hands and say, no way. No way. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, no way. No way. Hallelujah. How many of you here today, if you are honest, will agree with me? How many of you believe you should be further on financially than where you are today? Come on, raise your hand now. How many believe you should be on, you should be further financially than where you are today? How many of you believe that where you are right now, ministry, career, business-wise, you should be further on? Okay, come on, raise your hand. Wave that hand at me. Wave that hand. Well, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged, because we serve a God whose name is El Shaddai. Come on, lift up, put your hand in your heart and say, my God is El Shaddai. Now, we translate that word El Shaddai as Almighty God, correct? But the word El Shaddai doesn't just mean Almighty God. It doesn't just mean the breasty one. The word El Shaddai in Hebrew means as he reserves the right. Elohim creates nature to flow in a certain direction. Are you listening? Amen. Nature to flow in a certain direction. But as El Shaddai, he reserves the right to reverse and to accelerate. May God accelerate your steps. Come on, point your finger at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, the same anointing. Say it again. The same anointing that came upon Elijah will come upon you. And even though Ahab on his best horse took an advanced run, but when the anointing came upon Elijah, he outran the king's horse and he overtook the king's horse. I see you overtaking your enemies. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Lift up your hand. Say, I will pursue. Come on, louder. Say, I will pursue. I will overtake. And I will recover all. Say it again. I will pursue. I will overtake. And how much will you recover? How much will you recover? You will recover all. Somebody say amen. Number two. Jesus was conscious of his prophetic word. He said, I need my word. So my point to you today is, are you conscious of your prophetic word? And, which brings me to point number three, not only was he conscious of his prophetic word, number three, write this down please. Jesus made a demand upon his prophetic word. Jesus made a demand upon his prophetic word. He didn't say, que sera, sera. No. He says, my prophetic word is bound. Now go loose him and let him go. Can you say amen? Number four, write this down please. Number four. Are you ready? Write this down, please. There can be no triumphal entry into your prophetic word, amen, There can be no triumphal entry to enter into your destiny without your prophetic word. Now, number five. Number five. Write this down, please. Number five. Somebody say hallelujah. Look at me. The Bible says that when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, right? What does the Bible say? The Bible says the people were rejoicing and throwing clothes, right? And throwing stuff at him. When you enter into the fullness of your prophetic word and your prophecy, people will celebrate you. I see people celebrating your life. Come on, lift up your hand and say, people will celebrate me. The Bible says that when Samuel gave a word to Saul, and Saul says, who am I? I come from the smallest tribe, and among the smallest tribe, I come from the smallest family. But Samuel said to him, from this day you shall go forward. Come on, lift up your hand and say, from this day you shall go forward. Come on, put your hand and say, from this day I will go forward. your ministry will go forward. Your family will go forward. Your career will go forward. Your finances will go forward. Hey, come on, someone say amen. I'm going forward. Let me tell you right now, you're never going backwards. You're always going forward. You're not going down, but you're going up. Do not laugh at me, all my enemies. For when I fall, I shall not stay there. But when I fall, I shall arise. Lift up your hands and say, I will arise. Your church will arise. Your name will arise. Oh, that was a good place to say amen. I said that was a good place to say amen. Your name shall arise. Your family name will no longer be in the dark. Come on now, say my family name will no longer be in the dark. Somebody say hallelujah. Point your finger at your neighbor. Say neighbor, the world is about to hear about me. Let me tell you right now, if the whole world can hear about Dangote, if the whole world can hear about Donald Trump, if the whole world can hear about some famous businessman, they're about to hear about you. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I am next in line. Some people will celebrate you. Some people will tolerate you. Some people will be glad about you. And some people will be mad about you. I don't care what you are about me. I'm going to go from glory to glory. Can you shout hallelujah? Amen. Samuel said, from today, people will salute you. They may hate you, but they will do what? They may hate you, but they will do what? Come on, they will do what? Come on, point your finger. Look at your neighbor and say, I salute you. Oh, do it like a proper Nigerian. Say, I salute you. You know what I like about Nigerians? Right? When they say, sir, they do not say, sir, like we say in America. Sir. They don't say, sir! Now look at your neighbor and say, sir, I salute you. Come on, do it again. Sir, I salute you. Oh, you are about to be saluted. Whoever looked down upon you yesterday, they will look up to you tomorrow. The same Haman that has been plotting your death, he will have to have you to sit on a white horse and ride you in the city. In VI, you shall be paraded. In Lagos, you shall be paraded. Oh, that amen is too weak. I said, in Lagos, you will be paraded. This is what happened to the man in whom the king is well pleased. Do I have anybody in the house today that the king is well pleased in? Then you are about to be paraded. I said, you are about to be paraded. Shout amen. Number six. Are you ready? I love number six. Are you ready? Write this down, please. What do we know about that donkey? What do we know about that donkey? Huh? Yes, it was tied. Huh? Aha! What? No man ever rode on that donkey. God has a word for you. I said, God has a word for you. That nobody has ever rode that word. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, there's a word for me. Let me tell you right now, they can copy you, they can try to be like you, but nobody can ride your donkey. Come on, look up your hand and say, nobody can ride my donkey. And nobody will ride it as good as you can ride your donkey. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Touch yourself, say, I am an original. Nobody can ride my donkey like I can ride my donkey. Can you say amen? You can pretend to be me, but you're not me. You are an original. You will not die a carbon copy. Can you say amen? Amen? What number was that? Number six. Number next. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready? That's fine. I don't need it. Now, write this down. Number seven. Are you ready? Can I come down here? All right. Number seven. Write this down, please. Quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Nigeria's word will come to pass. I said Nigeria's word will come to pass. Nobody will be able to write Nigeria like Nigerians will write Nigeria. Can you shout, I receive that? Number seven, write this down, please. If a prophecy do not happen, do not manifest. Are you listening? If it's not fulfilled, then you will have a case of failed prophecy. And God forbid. Come on, say, my prophecy will not fail. I can't hear you. Come on, say, my prophecy will not fail. Come on, touch yourself real hard. Say, my prophecy will not fail. What God has said about you will come to pass. What God has decreed about you and declared about you, it shall come to pass. No devil will stop me. Huh? No devil. No witch will stop me. No wizard will stop me. The wizard, just like Jannes and Jambres, had to bow before Moses. Every witch and every wizard that's trying to withstand you, that's trying to hinder you, that's trying to block you, they will bow before you. My Bible still tells me, suffer not a witch to live. Look at me right now. Look at your neighbor and say, no witch will live in my vicinity. Let me tell you this little story before I go to the next point. Look at me. You know, I love dogs. Anybody here love dogs? You love dogs? My dog was a German Shepherd. Okay? My dog was a German Shepherd. If you're going to get a dog, get a big dog. Don't get a small dog. Chihuahua, that is not a dog. That is a cat pretending to be a dog. When you get a dog that can, when it barks, your hair will stand up. When I got my dog, his name is Beck, right? When we had him as a puppy. But he knows he's a German Shepherd. Are you listening? We had him at a little puppy. And so when we took him as a puppy, when he came home, I took him one day to a place called PetSmart, which is a big place for animals, right? And he was only a few weeks old, but he was strutting because he knows who he is. Are you listening? And then he was walking in the aisle. I was walking with him in the shop there with all the other dogs. And this little dog came in front of him. And my dog is a puppy. Are you listening? He's not even 6 months old. He's not even 3 months old yet. But he knows he's a German Shepherd. And this Chihuahua came in front of him and went, wah! Do you know what my dog did? My dog just looked at that Chihuahua and went, wah! And do you know what that Chihuahua did? No. It stayed there and peed right there on the floor. Let me tell you right now. You know why? Because my dog knows who he is. Anybody that tries to bark at you, they will pee right there in their place. Why? Because in your vicinity, you will be the top dog. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know about you. But in my vicinity, I am the top dog. No witch, no wizard will be able to stand before you. Shout hallelujah. When you know who you are, you know who you are. Come on, touch yourself. Say, I know who I am. I am a child of the King. God said to Moses, see, I have made you a God to Pharaoh. From today, whatever Pharaoh has been afflicting you, you will be a God to him. Amen. Now the Bible says, look at 1 Corinthians 13. Paul says, look in your Bible, please. I don't want it to squirt from my head. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. So can we have a case of failed prophecy? Yes. Otherwise, Paul would not have wasted his time telling us about a failed prophecy. Are you listening? But lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and say, my prophecy will not fail. Come on, say it louder. Say, my prophecy will not fail. Nigeria's prophecy will not fail. Nigeria is the Lord's. That amen is weak. Nigeria is the Lord's. Nigeria is the Lord's. You belong to the Lord. Now, biggest mistake you can ever make is to think that a prophetic word will happen automatically. It does not. Quickly, let me give you this. What is a prophetic word? Then I'm going to show you how to detonate that word. Just like Jesus did. How to detonate that word. Number one, what is a prophetic word? A prophetic word is the unfolding. A prophecy is the unfolding of God's plan for your life. Behind every prophecy, there's a plan. What did that say? Behind what? Behind every prophecy, there is a what? A plan. So God, when God gave you a prophetic word, just like God gave a prophetic word to Israel. Now let me show you something. Did you know that if Jesus did not make a demand, that prophetic word would have failed? Joseph almost had a prophetic word failure. How do we know that? Look at Psalms 105. Psalms 105 and verse 17. Verse 17 to verse 19. Psalms 105, verse 17 to verse 19. Look at this now. He sent a man before them, even Joseph. Now, remember Joseph? Right? Did God speak to him in a dream? Mm-hmm. So he had a prophetic word, right? That all the stars will bow before him. Is that right? So what do you do when God gives you a dream? Rather than the stars bowing before you, you find yourself in a pit. He was sold for a servant. Next verse. Whose feet they what? They hurt with what? And they laid him where? Did you notice something here? Joseph had a prophetic word and his feet were bound. He was tied. Jesus had a prophetic word and his donkey was tied. God said to Abraham, your seed shall be in a foreign land for 400 years. But after 400 years, I will deliver them with a strong hand. But when Moses came on the scene, what did he find? Israel was in captivity. Why? Because every prophetic word provokes not only the hand of God, but the hand of Satan. Are you listening? It will not just provoke the hand of God, but it provokes the hand of Satan. Why? Because a prophetic word, behind every prophetic word, there is a plan. There's a plan. I want you to write this down, please. Look at this word. Look at this word. A prophetic word is a vehicle into your destiny. Did you hear what I said? What did I say? A prophetic word is a what? A vehicle into your destiny. May you ride your vehicle. May you not lose your vehicle. It's a vehicle into your destiny. Number three, write this down, please. A prophecy is the trigger of a new season. When God gives you a prophetic word and you begin to apply it, it is to trigger a new season in your life. Number four, write this down, please. Number four, glory to God. What is a prophetic word? Write this down, please. A prophecy is the grace and glory that will come upon you. When you receive a prophetic word about your church or about your life, this it was grace that was released upon your life. Wherever grace goes, there will be glory. Let me show you what I mean here. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 10 and 11. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and verse 11. Are you ready? Look in your Bible, please. Verse 10 and verse 11. What does the Bible say? Of which salvation the what? The prophets have what? Inquired and what did what? And then what happened? Who prophesied? Who what? Come on, I can't hear you. Who what? Look at the screen. Who prophesied of what? Of the grace that should come unto you. So a prophecy is grace that will come to you. Look at the next verse. Searching what or what manner of time? Look at me. Every prophetic word that God has spoken about your life, there's a time for it. There is a time for it. That's why I love what Job said. Job says, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. Let me tell you right now, change is coming. Oh, change is coming. Oh, look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, change is coming. Oh, look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, where you see me today is not where I will be tomorrow. That is not my final destination. I'm only in transit. Let me tell you right now what my son used to, what I did. One day as my son came back in the house. My son, you know, raised in America. And he came back. You know, I've been to Nigeria 138 times, okay? And so I came home one day and I find my son singing his song. He was singing, things are getting better. Things are getting better. And I began singing. Yeah, things are getting better. Things are getting better. He said, that. No. You are not singing that song right. I said, what do you mean? I said, number one, who are you to tell me I'm not singing that song right? Number one, you've never been to Nigeria. I've been there more than you. But he tells me you are not singing that song right. I said, I am. He said, sing it then. So I sang again. Things are getting better. Things are getting better. He said, no! You're not singing it right. I said, what mistake am I making? He said, no. Daddy. My son called me. Dad. My teacher is Nigerian. He does not say things are getting better. He says, things are getting better. Things are getting better. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, things are getting better. Come on, look at your other neighbor, tell him, things are getting better. I've come to prophesy on your life. Things are going to get better and better and better for you. Lift up your hands and say, I receive that. It's going to get better in your finances. It's going to get better in your family. It's going to get better in your ministry. It's going to get better in Nigeria. It's going to get better in Lagos. It shall get better in the next election. Shout yes! You believe that? Come on, say things are getting better. When the Lord is on the throne, things are getting better. Can you shout amen? Thank you, Jesus. Quickly, please. A prophecy, look at the next verse. Verse 10, verse 11, please. Quickly. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ was in them that did what? Signify. When it testified beforehand the what? The sufferings and then what? Oh. Joseph had a suffering time, but glory followed. Jesus had some suffering time, but glory followed. Nigeria has been going through some suffering time, but I've come to announce glory will follow. Shout hallelujah! And whatever suffering that you have gone through, let me prophesy on your life. Glory time is here. It's your time of glory. There shall be no more grief, but there shall be glory. There shall be no more doom, but there shall be delight. Lift up your hands and say, I receive that. You shall no longer be joyless, but you shall be joyful. Hallelujah. When God turns the captivity of Nigeria, your mouth will be filled with laughter. Somebody say hallelujah. Now let's close with this. What is a failed prophecy? Are you ready? If I don't want to have a failed prophecy, how do I break it? What is a failed prophecy? Are you ready? Why don't you write this down? Listen to this. You have Jeremiah. Everybody say Jeremiah. Say Ezekiel. Say Daniel. Say Malachi. Say Zechariah. Now say it again. Say Jeremiah. Say it again. Say what? Jeremiah. Ezekiel. Daniel. Malachi. And then what? Zechariah. What's the difference? Jeremiah is known as a pre-exilic prophet. That means pre-exile, before exile. Ezekiel and Daniel are exilic prophets because they were in exile. Malachi and Zechariah are post-exilic prophets, meaning they came after the exile. Now look at me. Jeremiah prophesied. When we read this word, surely I have a plan for you. Remember that word? And you take it for you personally. That doesn't belong to you personally. That belongs to Israel. But we can take it for ourselves personally. That after 70 years, God says, I will visit you. I know the plans which I have for you. Plans of good and not of evil. And to give you an expected end. Right? Can you say right? Jeremiah prophesied that Israel, Judah, will be in captivity for how many years? 70 years. Now, at that time, the kingdom was divided into two parts. The northern part was Israel. The southern part was Judah. Right? Israel went into Assyria and all over the world. Judah went into Babylon. Are you listening? And how long were they there for? 70 years. Are you listening? God now speaks to Ezekiel. Ezekiel is by the river Chebar. And God shows him a vision. Shows him a valley. A valley of what? Dry bones. Right? And the dry bones represent the whole house of Israel. Which is what? Israel scattered all over the place. And Judah in Babylon. And the land is bad. The land has been abandoned. The temple has been destroyed and the walls are broken down. Are you hearing me, somebody? The land is in desolation. And God asked Ezekiel, Ezekiel, can these bones live? What did Ezekiel say? Did he say yes? Or did he say no? He didn't say yes because when he saw the conditions of Israel scattered all over the place, how can this be? He didn't say no, because he knows with God all things are possible. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Ezekiel was smart. Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. What did God say to him then? What did God say to him? What? Come on, I can't. What did God say to him? What did God say to him? Prophesy what? Prophesy to the bones. What thus saith the Lord? You know what is a failed prophecy? Look at me, please. A failed prophecy is a prophecy that was never re-prophesied back to God. Did you hear what I just said to you? What did I say? A failed prophecy is a prophecy that was never what? Reprophesied back to God. Are you hearing me, somebody? Can you say hallelujah? This is why when you read the book of Daniel chapter 9 and Daniel chapter 10, the Bible says that Daniel was reading the book of Jeremiah and he discovered that after 70 years that Israel are supposed to be out of captivity. So what did he do? He engaged prayer and fasting. What did he do? He began to reprophesy what was prophesied in the first place. Now look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor! It is time to re-prophesy. What are you supposed to re-prophesy? What God prophesied to you in the first place. Let me lift up your hands right now if you have a prophetic word over your life. Come on now. If you have a prophetic word over your life, over your church, over your ministry, over your family, over your business, lift up your hands and say, I have a word. Say it again louder. I have a word. So now let me ask you a question. Do you have a prophetic word? That sounds too weak. Do you have a prophetic word? Do you have a prophetic word? What will you do with that prophetic word? Say, re-prophesy. Look at your neighbor. Touch three neighbors. And neighbor, it's time to re-prophesy. It is time to re-prophesy. Look at me. When the Bible tells you that God is watching over His word to perform it, He's not watching over a Bible to perform it. No. He's watching over the word that comes out of your mouth. And when you re-prophesy, so shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me what? Void. How does it return to God? When it comes down from your mouth. Come on, lift up your hands and stay with me. I'm returning my prophecy back to God. Come on, say prophecy. Return to sender. And when you return it back to God, God is watching over it and He will execute it. May God execute the word of God in your life. Come on, lift up your hands and say, prophesy. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, now stand on your feet, stand on your feet. Say, neighbor, prophesy. I can't hear you. Come on, say, neighbor, prophesy. Come on now. You got to talk to me this morning. I'm not going to be the only one doing the work this morning. Lift up your hands and say, neighbor, prophesy and re-prophesy. Say, neighbor, open your mouth wide and God will fill it. Let me tell you right now, when you open your mouth wide, God, just like God enlarged the mouth of Hannah over Peninnah, when you open your mouth and you begin to prophesy, God will enlarge your mouth over your enemies. Lift up your hands and say, I receive it. Now lift up your hands and say, I will prophesy. And I will re-prophesy. Say it again. I will prophesy. And I will re-prophesy. Now, you have to release the prophecy over Nigeria. Whatever God has said about Nigeria, it shall stand. It shall stand. Can you shout hallelujah? God has spoken once. Twice. Have I heard it? When did you hear it twice? When you spoke it. That what? Power. Look at your neighbor and say, power belongs to God. Power does not belong to politicians. Power does not belong to juju people. Power does not belong to corrupt people. Power belongs to God. I said power belongs to God. Nigeria's destiny shall be unfolded. Lift up your hands and say with me, Nigeria! Say louder. Say, Nigeria, your prophetic destiny is being released today. Nigeria, I prophesy and I re-prophesy. The word of God shall stand. Now listen. How many disciples did Jesus release? Huh? Two. To do what? To do what? To loose that which was? To untie that which was? Now, you know this now. If it is to untie that which was tied, it is to loose that which was bound. Have you heard that terminology before? Binding and? Binding and? Binding and? Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever you loose is loose in heaven. Today, whatever has bound Nigeria, we're going to bind it and loose our word. Can you say hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah?
And my Bible tells me from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by. The violent take it by. Do we have any violent people here today? Now look at me. When I tell you to pray, I don't want... There's no violence. Are you listening? There's no what? There's no violence. No, 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 no. If you want your word, come on, say, I need my word. Say, Nigeria needs a word. Touch your neighbor and say, I need my word. Come on, say, I need my word. Do you want a straightaway moment? Do you want a straightaway season right now to be released in your life? Come on, talk to me. Do you need that? Do you need that? Then you have to pound evil forces. Every Sanballat and Tobiah must be bound. Every Haman must be hung. Every Herod must die. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Every Rabshakeh. Rabshakeh came. And Hezekiah sent Shebna to him. And he began to speak in the Jewish tongue. Shebna and the other two guys said, don't speak to us in a Hebrew tongue. Speak to us in your language. We understand what you're saying. You know what Rabshakeh said? Did my master send me here to speak to you in Hebrew or in Assyrian? Is it not to cause you to eat your own dung and drink your own piss? That's what he says in the Bible. Every Rabshakeh that has ever raised their tongue against you, every Balaam that has been paid to curse you, God will turn that tongue. I said, God will turn that tongue. Every malediction spoken over Nigeria, tonight it is turned. Come on, do your hand like this, say, turn. Do your hand like this, say, turn. We're going to bind and we're going to loose. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Do I have violent people here today? Do I have violent prayers today? Do I have people who know how to bring heaven down on the earth today? Well, on the count of three, whether it is your life or Nigeria, I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost like you have never prayed before. Are you ready? Are you ready? King's Court, are you ready? One. At the count of three, you will raise your voice and you will begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Two. DKC, are you ready? Three. Come on now, raise your voice and begin to pray. Come on, open that mouth right now. Come on, open that mouth right now. Your destiny will unfold. Your destiny will be released. Loose my donkey. Loose your donkey. Come on, raise that voice, Nigeria. Come on, TKC, raise that voice. Raise that voice. Loose your donkey. Loose your donkey. Loose your donkey. Your destiny is being released, sir. Lift up that hand right now and say with me. Say this with me. Say, loose my donkey. Loose my ride. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want you right now to bind every evil word spoken against your life. Every curse. Every pronouncement made over your life. They told you you will not make it. I've come to let you know you will make it. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. Come on now. Are you ready to break the chains today? Are you ready to break the chains today? Are you ready? On the count of three, I want you, when I say three, I want you to give God the biggest shout of praise. I want you to begin to shout and break the walls of Jericho down. Where he says that no man could come in and no man could get out. Tonight you will shout. Today you will shout and the walls will come down. TKC, are you ready? Will you shout unto God with a voice of triumph? Will you shout to God with a voice of triumph? One. When I say three, I want you to jump up and clap your hands and shout and scream. This is your liberation time. Two. Are you ready? Three. Go shout. Come on, somebody. Jump up and down. Shout. Shout. Your walls are coming down. Your walls are coming down. Shout. Shout. I did not tell you to stop. I did not tell you to stop. Come on, shout, shout, shout. Shout, dance. Dance before the Lord. You've got your victory today. You've got your victory today. Shout, shout, shout.